Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You are what you have become, not what you have to be. I said you are what you have become, not what you have to be. Don't blame your parents, your grandparents, your upbringing, your schools, your associations, and say, well, I guess it's just the Irish in me. Well, I guess it's just this. I've got a short temper and that's just me. Wrong. That's what you have accepted to be. That's what you have come to believe that you are. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. No. You get your words working for you right now. It'd do you a wonderful, wonderful world of good to confess these things over yourself. Because you do have the love of God shed abroad inside you. So you do have the means of being this and doing this and walking this out, but you have to yield to it. But you need to get your words working for you instead of against you. You need to begin to say, I am kind. I am kind. And even if people say, you? Kind? Let me tell you what you are. Say, no, I don't want to hear that. I am kind. I'm a kind person. Amen. You are not. You're a rough rascal. You've always been mean. You've always, you know, did this and did that. And that's the way you came up. And that's just the way you are. And that's just it. No, that's what you have become. It is not what you have to be. You can believe God and you can be conformed into His image from glory to glory. But you got to believe it. You got to accept it. Say it out loud. I'm kind.
I'm kind.
I am. A
kind person,
all the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it out loud, I'm kind at home.
I'm kind at home.
I'm kind with the kids.
I'm kind with the kids.
I'm kind with the spouse.
I'm kind with the spouse.
I'm kind at work.
I'm kind at work.
I'm kind everywhere.
I'm kind everywhere.
I'm kind all the time.
I'm kind all the time.
Because I'm just kind.
I'm just kind.
That's me. Now you say that another 5,000 times, you'll start believing it. He goes on to say, love envies not. Now this is something that the Lord, this is the major part of my assignment tonight, was this part right here. I had not seen the significance of envy until I began to study this and over these past few months. Envy is connected with hate throughout the scriptures. And envy is one of, I don't want to say more than I know, but I know this, it is one of the strongest motivators of hate in the earth. And not just in the earth, in the underworld. Envy is a terrible thing. And love has no part of it. The very nature of love renders that it cannot envy. You can't be in envy and loving somebody. Did you hear me? You have to stop loving them to start envying them. If you love them, you want it to go good for them. If they've got better than you do, it makes you glad. If you love them, right? Go with me to John, please. The 14th chapter. Sit out loud while you're turning over there. Love
does not envy.
Love can't envy. It's against the nature of what love is. Jesus said something right before he went away that's very revealing. You know, when he told his disciples, I'm going away, and where I'm going, you can't come, it really disturbed them. And you can understand, I mean, he really had to talk to them. He said, well, now hold on, I'm sending you another comforter. I'm not going to leave you like orphans. You're going to be all right. But I mean, he had to talk to them. Well, you can understand. I mean, you've kicked along and knocked along the best you could, and Jesus comes into your life. And everything changes. And you've been with him night and day for these years, and you've seen miracles, and you've seen healings, and you've heard things and experienced, was caught up into glory with him at times. Now he's leaving. Man, it was about more than some of them could handle. But this is one way he dealt with it. In John 14:27. 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard how I said to you, I go away and come again to you. If you loved me, you'd rejoice, because I've said I'm going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. He said to him, if you really loved me, like you've said you do, you'd be glad I'm going. If you loved me. See, this is the revealer, isn't it? You know, if you lose loved ones go home to be with the Lord. Sure, you're going to miss them. But if you can't get past the grief, you're not portraying love for them. Did you hear me? If you love them, then, and you know they're with the Master. Hallelujah. It makes you glad. Doesn't it? And your love for them is stronger than your selfishness and your feeling of loss, so you overcome the grief. Can you see that? It's natural to cry. It's natural to miss somebody, but I'm talking about when you go on and on and on and on, and you just can't seem to get over it. It's got nothing to do with your loving them. Did you hear me? Did you read this? I mean, this is the Master. He wanted them to look right square in the face at what they were dealing with. He said, if you loved me, did you hear it? Verse 28, if you loved me, you'd do what? You'd rejoice. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. And my Father's greater than I. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John, please. 3. I need to camp on this thing about envy for a while, because this is a revealing thing. I mean, this gives some tremendous answers as to where we are in time and where the world is right now. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. One of the major characteristics of love is that it has no envy about it. It cannot envy. And envy is one of the strongest motivators of hate. And envy is connected with hate in the Scriptures repeatedly. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 10, it says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. The one who loves not his brother is not of God. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now here he gives an example of the exact opposite and contrast of keeping this command, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. You see, the most overt act of hate from the beginning of humanity in our dispensation on the earth, when one rose up and killed his own brother, what motivated it? This wasn't the love of God. The love of God wasn't in any of this. Why did he get to the place where he couldn't stand his brother anymore? He wanted him dead. He wanted him out of his eyes. So he could never see him again. Because his own brother's works were righteous and his were bad. So he killed him. And this is hatred and this is envy. And it was how the murder and the pain begin to be perpetuated on a large scale in the planet. In fact, just hold your place and go back to Genesis. Genesis and the 4th chapter. Genesis 4, verse 3. In process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. Abel he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. We know from Hebrews 11 it was because he gave it in faith. We know his faith worked because he gave it how? In love. And we can see it demonstrated in the fact that he gave the best he had. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect because he knew Cain's heart. Cain didn't do his best. Cain didn't give from love. So we've already read, you can give everything you got, but if it's not from love, profits, it means nothing. Unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. Now this is one reason I want you to turn here, because you see how envy manifests. If you look up the word envy in the, you know, in the Hebrew and Greek and Chaldean, Arabic, all those, I don't want to go through every one of them, but I've brought them together. It literally means to burn, like with anger, to burn, to boil over. And you can see that, can't you, right here? He was very wroth. It made him mad. It made not just angry, it made him almost into a rage. What made him this way? Because his brother's offering was accepted and his was not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me